Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast, and as always, thanks for joining me. In this episode, we're going to be speaking with some paranormal investigators. So this is actually going to be part one of a two-part podcast. So the first part, as I just said, we'll be doing some interviews, sort of hearing from paranormal investigators who currently do this full-time for a living. They do ghost hunts, ghost tours throughout South Australia. And in the second half, we actually get to join them and do some of our own paranormal investigating. This is something I've been wanting to do for a really long time now. I really like the idea of doing interviews, as we often do on the podcast, but then also getting to put people who we've been speaking with in their natural environment, in what they do best, and actually get to witness that and bring it to the podcast. I'm not sure if it's been done before, but doing a paranormal investigation as a podcast, it's kind of tricky because it's a bit of a hard medium, but I think it's going to be something a little bit different. And, you know, I've already listened back to some of the stuff we've captured, and there is definitely we've definitely caught some things on that night. So I contacted Adelaide's Haunted Horizons, and I would have contacted Alison, the owner of the business. I kind of said, look, I want to do a paranormal investigation as a podcast. And she was like, great, we can do that. My original thought would be we could maybe just tag along on a tour and, you know, sort of just stand in the corner, not make too much fuss. But instead, the guys from Haunted Horizons actually took us on our own private investigation to the Adelaide National Railway Museum. So we had the whole place to ourselves, and honestly, I can't thank Alison and CAG from Haunted Horizons anymore. They gave up their time to do this. They don't actually work midweek, and they took us out. So big thank you there. Also, a big thank you to the National Railway Museum as well. So this first half is going to be the interview sort of portion, sort of talking about what we're going to sort of expect doing a paranormal investigation and so on and so forth. Then in the next episode that will be released very soon, that's when we're actually going to hear the audio from us doing the investigation. So just before the episode starts as well, I just want to say, jump onto Haunted Horizons website. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast, and also check out their Facebook. They're on Instagram. Same with us as well. We're on Facebook, Instagram. Check out the blog, which is paranormalthoughts.wordpress.com. You can find everything, all the links that will be relevant, and any other information about this podcast there. Once again, thank you so much to Alison and CAG from Haunted Horizons. It was a really good night, and I hope you guys all get something out of it. Well, we're here with Alison from Haunted Horizons. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing great. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Pleasure.
And spending some time. I know we've been talking for a little while now, and to finally get it to happen is awesome.
Yeah, unfortunately we've just been through a really busy time.
But that's good though.
It's taken
busy's
a while
good.
To get to make this happen.
So for the listeners, do you want to explain to them who you are, what you do?
Yeah, look, I own Haunted Horizons, which is a ghost tour and ghost hunt and dark history tourism business. And we take the public out into some of the most haunted, scariest, creepiest places in Adelaide or South Australia. So they can get to try it out for themselves with the ghost hunting and all that they see on those TV shows, ghost hunting shows.
How does someone get into that?
Years and years of doing research. I started researching the paranormal back in 1989. We were the official researchers of the Old Adelaide Jail, 2002, for about 10 years. So, and because of that, I got into tourism and tour guiding because we developed their tours. Mm-hmm. And we ended up being volunteer tour guides there for probably about 8 years. And then set up for myself. So I realised there was plenty more out there.
Yeah. What was the response like doing research back in the 80s?
Look, it was very different because we didn't have the internet. We didn't have Facebook and all this. So most of our, I guess, research was getting out there in the field. We didn't have all that equipment when I started. Cause it would have been a lot earlier than 1989 that was doing it. It's just when I came to Australia, kind of did it a bit more seriously. It was books. That's how you learnt from techniques from the old style investigators that wrote books. And, you know, it wasn't a case of going Googling or anything like that, watching a YouTube video.
Yeah, 100%.
So it was 100% different. We were on reel-to-reel tapes back then. Yeah. When I first started, all we had was the big reel-to-reel tapes to do electronic voice phenomena. EVPs. So.
Yeah, what a pain.
it was looking back on it.
Yeah, 100%.
But you got some good results.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and tapes always, at least that medium, which I like about it is you always have it. You can put it in a vault.
Yeah.
It stays there.
Yeah.
So what are some of the locations in here in South Australia where you do take people out to?
Yeah, well, obviously the Adelaide Jail is one of them. We do Zed Ward, the criminally insane building down at Glenside there, which used to be the Parkside Asylum. We do the National Railway Museum. We do Old Tailham Town, Pioneer Village up on the freeway there near Tailham Bend. We do Adelaide Arcade, Burra, Moonta. We do specials there. And we've just finished with the former Royal Adelaide Hospital.
Yeah, wow.
So we've been doing that for the last 3 months.
Pretty full on, hey?
Yes. Yeah. Keeps us out of mischief.
Yeah. I've always found that, as I sort of mentioned earlier, that we're pretty new to Adelaide, but it definitely seems to have a pretty old history, which is really interesting, I have to say.
Yeah. I mean, in relation to the rest of the country, probably ours is a little younger. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously it's very ancient, really, the whole of Australia, not forgetting that. But for settler history, then we're probably younger than the other states because we didn't send the convicts over here. So we really only settled in 1836 in the reality of things. But it doesn't mean to say that some of these places are going to be any less haunted than any other places. So, I mean, England's got a lot more, obviously, America. We've just come back from there and that's got a lot bigger history and places to investigate.
We'll talk a little bit about where we're sitting right now. So where are we?
We are sitting in the dining carriage of one of the carriages here in the National Railway Museum down Port Adelaide.
And I'm sure a lot of people would have the question of how could a railway museum be haunted?
Always.
Yes.
What people don't realise is where the museum sits, it actually sits on the working part of the old Port Dock railway station.
Okay.
So obviously there being a lot of industrial accidents, a lot of violence. There was also stabbings. We went to look at why would it be haunted because the volunteers were telling us, long before we set up Haunted Horizons, were telling us that they were having things happen, we should come and investigate it. So we looked up, well, why would it be haunted? Because it's just a museum. And what we found in the first hour of looking, there were 21 deaths just in this area here. So quite a lot of reasons. And then you've got the history with the trains as well. Yeah. So obviously they've been involved in accidents and other stuff. So.
Definitely. I guess it's a collection of a lot of old artefacts under one roof, isn't it?
Yeah. And Port Adelaide itself is very old. It's the oldest outlying town next to Adelaide.
Yeah.
So it's had a lot of history here. It's where we all settled to start with when we came in.
What are some of the happenings that go on here?
Everything from the most common one actually is the tours actually seeing shadowy figures following them. So figure of a man, a dark shadow, solid, just following the tours. So it seems to be taking an interest in the tours. We've had everything, the torch up just to see faces in window. I've had a number of people going past the carriages. Of course, they flick the torch up just to see what it is, so have a look at the carriage, and that's when they can see a face looking back at them. And that's been reported several times. Yeah, right. In fact, one girl flicked a torch up and saw a 16-year-old boy just staring back at us.
Wow.
Yeah, and then he vanished. So, that was quite fun. what else? I've actually seen a figure. He crossed in front of the train. There's another platform here, and he crossed in front of the train, and we went running up there thinking somebody had broken into the railway museum. When we got there, there was nobody there. But at the same time, my guide actually radioed me from another shed just to the side and said, are you walking around outside? Because you could hear footsteps. And I'm like looking and I can see there's nobody there. And he's hearing footsteps walking around the outside of the building when I could actually see there wasn't. So, and he didn't know I'd seen anything. Wow. So, yeah, it's a very visual place, this one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty rare, really, isn't it?
It is, and every one of our venues is different, and I would say this one is the most visual.
Okay.
Z Ward would be the most touchy, if you like, most physical. This one's definitely most visual.
Interesting. Mm. Definitely the thing of people seeing actual apparitions, that's very rare.
Yeah, not so much here.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's probably, I would say, 3 out of 6 tours. Probably half the tours would report. And the funny thing is half of them will see it and the other half won't.
Yeah.
Really bizarre that half of them are looking right at it. The other half can't see it.
So. I'm sure that's a pretty big question you guys would get. Would be, what's the chance of actually experiencing something?
I mean, not every time. We do keep it real. That's the one thing is we threw out the traditional ghost tour stuff, which is get dressed up, go boo, make you think you've had something happen.
Yeah.
There is a large percentage of our tours, people just won't get anything happen. And we're not going to put it on for them to think they have had an experience because we want them to have a real one.
Yeah.
So, and the reality is it's not like those TV ghost hunting shows on TV. You don't go into places every time and go, oh, my God, it's going to happen. It just doesn't happen that way. But they enjoy it anyway.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I think they enjoy the honesty.
Yeah, 100%. I think people don't realise how tedious it can actually be. You know, when you watch TV show and it's a 40-minute perfectly cut 12-hour episode, you know, like, yeah, of course it's filled with whatever, but yeah, it can actually
that's
be
it.
And yeah, so it's definitely it's a whole another game really, which people don't realize, but if you know the general public is interested, they can come to, you know, one of your tours and actually get a bit of a taste. I think that's really, it's important.
You know, when I used to run a research team for all those years, we get people asking all the time, can we join your team? Unfortunately, there's just not enough spots to take people on, and there wasn't enough groups to take all these people on who really wanted to do it. So I guess we fill that void whereby you don't have to join a team, you don't have to buy expensive equipment because we've got it all there for you, but they can still come out and do those investigations.
Definitely.
So we do kind of fill that void,
which
that
is good.
Thousands can try it out, whereas thousands would have missed out otherwise. So
It's that is good, because I know just myself personally, I would, you know, love to do it, but obviously being realistic, I think the podcast probably keeps me like busy enough with everything else.
Yeah.
But no, it's good that people can try it out and actually see. Because even my partner, who's actually here with us today, she'd be quite skeptical. But I guess since sort of dating me, she has really opened her eyes, and she's had she's had her own sort of experiences.
Yeah.
You know, I think she's more of a sensitive kind of person.
Yep.
To be honest, I'm not really great at that. Like, people could be like staring at me, I wouldn't even know. I feel like I'm sort of so I think it's definitely interesting for people to get their own sort of experience, and people get something out of it completely different, you know.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable.
That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
So what would you say is maybe some of the more extreme evidence you've found or what you've experienced in your time?
I'll give you two moments that really stand out to me. One was in the Adelaide jail.
Okay.
And it was going back, I think it was 2007. But we had two documentary makers come in and they didn't believe in ghosts at all. They just wanted to make a documentary. They knew the public did. And it was my job to take them around, show them what the lay of the land was. Unfortunately, we weren't filming that night, which is the biggest regret because it was just a go around and show them the place. So I had actually been into the office. I said, I'm just going to get a torch. Went into the office and went, please, please, if you can do anything, please do something tonight. We need to convince these guys. And the reason I did that, at the time, we were going to lose the jail, as in public were going to lose it back then. They're not now. The government's doing a good job, but back then they were. So we needed these guys convinced. Now, fingers strung the yard three. One of them freaked out because he said he felt fingers stroking his face. And he said it wasn't a cobweb. It wasn't a breath of air. He could actually feel the fingers. He said it felt feminine. Of course, I'm like going, yes. But it's when we got into the new building that it got a lot more interesting. Now, the new building, for those who don't know, is a T-shaped building, two-story building in the Adelaide jail. It was built in the 1870s, so it's not new. But it's where we did 21 of our executions.
Right.
So we did 21 hangings there. Now, this building was well known, even when it was a working jail, to have strange things going on there. The guards didn't like working there. So I had gone in there, a guard had been seen, and that's why we went in to investigate. But I went in there with these two documentary makers, and I was standing on the stairs telling them some of the stories. Now, as I was doing that, we heard footsteps coming across the top of the gantry around the corner on the T-shirt. There was no guessing at those footsteps. You could hear the click of the heel. You could hear the squeak of new leather. You know, when your foot comes off, you can hear that squeaky leather when it's new. It came to the top of the stairs. I'm standing there going, yes, like that, because their jaws dropped. They were just standing in front of me. And then it did what I didn't expect, and that started to come down the stairs. Now, footsteps sound really boring until you've got something coming down the stairs and you can't see anything, but you can hear the boots clearly on the stairs coming down. It walked right between me and another guy who was sitting on that step at the end. And the two documentary makers stepped aside. And they said later they felt like it was an authoritative figure coming through, so they felt they had to. And then we listened to it walking off down the hallway and out the door at the end.
Wow.
Now, I'm rational, and I will encourage my tours as well to think rationally on what things can be first. I still, to this day, cannot rationalise having footsteps come right past me that close within a foot of where I was. It was just, it blows your mind.
Wow.
Tailham Town. I was giving a tour one night. And it was a really weird tour. It was Easter and a full moon, so it was quite well lit. But we had about eight people in the church moving from seat to seat. It was almost like musical chairs. Everybody's getting up and moving. And it turned out eight people were touched, prodded, poked, had the hair played with. People were pulling hoods up over their heads because something was playing with the hair. And then one guy at the back got very sick, very nauseous. So my two guides took him out. He didn't get any better, so they took them out to the car, him and his wife, leaving me in the church with the rest of the tour. Now, I'd finished the stories. We just waiting for my guides to come back. And one of the guests started to sing a hymn to see if he could stir things up a bit. So I have a video camera set up in the church at all times because it is very active in there. It was pointed towards the door that we come in and out of, and because he was singing over the other side of the church, I turned the camera. Worst regret. Because after I turned it, we all heard somebody come in. I'm watching the person come in. There was two or three people saw it. It was just a silhouette of a man against the moonlight coming in through the door. He went into the back corner of the church, and that's where I lost him in the shadows. And on the video, you can hear one of the girls going, "What was that?" I said, "Oh, don't worry about it." And I said, "It's just Ash, my guy, coming back in," because it was the same Bill. You, Ash?
Yep.
I said, "That's just you, Ash, isn't it?" "Nothing." "That is you, Ash." "Nothing." "Torch." "Nobody there." Mm. Now, I know what I saw coming, full on, coming into that church, and two other witnesses as well. So,
wow.
Yeah. So there would be two memorable experiences.
Yeah, wow.
In Australia.
Where have you been internationally?
Yeah, where haven't we been? Well, we go away, me and Cag, my lead guide, we go away every year to England. And to pay myself back, I guess, but what I do is I'll go and hire somewhere just for me and Cag. So we won't go on a tour.
Yep.
We'll just hire the place out just for two of us without the guides, and we'll just investigate. So we've done that 3 years in a row in England, and then we did America. I've done America twice. So we've done Waverly Hills in America, which is quite a well-known one. I paid a lot of money just to get that for three people for the night without anybody else. So that was probably the most terrifying place I've been to.
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah, but hallways are something like half a mile. Stories high, and I think the hallways, I'm probably wrong on the thing, but hallways are something like half a mile long or something ridiculous. We've done in America, we did Bobby Mackey's Music World this time round, Rolling Hills Asylum, West Virginia, that was hair raising. West Virginia Penitentiary, which is the second most violent penitentiary in America, or was. Where the Shawshank Redemption was filmed, we did that one, Ohio, England.
Was Bobby Mackey's one with a lot of poltergeist type activity? Is that right? Or
that was the one that had the portal to hell.
Ah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Say no more.
We didn't find that.
No.
In fact, it was quite quiet, really.
Yeah.
But anywhere can be quiet. I mean, you can't, you know, we're not silly enough to go into somewhere and judge it because we didn't get much happening, because we know what our venues can be like. Mm. It doesn't happen every time. England, Margam Castle, 30 East Drive, we did that one.
But I'm sure a lot of people are very jealous of that. To be honest, that's pretty great, isn't it?
It is. It's how we, I feel very lucky, very blessed that I can actually live that.
Yeah.
Dreams are,
100%, especially just being able to have the place to yourself as well, you know, like
it's pretty scary.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I think because I get so used to my own venues and I know how far it'll go. We know what we're dealing with because we've been here years. And I guess I miss the fear.
Yeah.
And I miss the adrenaline because it's done that again. We knew it'd do that here. So getting these big places like castles and asylums and not having anybody else there but us two, you don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And the fear factor comes up a lot more. So we love it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So in the part two, we're going to walk around the museum and, you know, we'll see if we can get anything or, you know. So what kind of equipment have you got here today?
Well, we've only brought a small amount of it.
That's right.
But we've got voice recorders for EVP. We've got what we call an EDI, or environmental detection instrument. So it's got a whole range of sensors in it. So if anything changes in the environment, it's going to alert you with different lights on it. REM pods, which actually set up their own magnetic field around themselves. So if anything breaks that field, we'll know about it. The usual K2s, Ovilus, which... The Ovilus, what it does is it turns EMF fields, I guess, into words. So it's a word generator. So it's kind of doing that. What else have we got tonight? Video cameras, infrared, ghost box. That's about it, isn't it?
Sounds like a fair amount, actually, doesn't it?
And flashing cat balls. Flashing cat balls. Yes, everybody gets so hung up on this expensive equipment that costs, you know, $300 a pot.
Yeah.
And our favourite bit of equipment are little flashing cat balls, which are $2.60. Right. So they shouldn't flash unless they're moved.
Ah, okay.
And they've been our favourite. We've actually watched, well, at the hospital I actually watched one of those going across a bed after a question was asked. Hadn't moved in 10 minutes. Suddenly start flashing, just went woof, across a bed. Yeah. Hit one of my bits of equipment, otherwise it would have gone off. Watched it do it again another time and did a 90-degree turn. Yeah. As well. We were up in theatres. Somebody did kick it and it moved across the floor and then did a 90-degree turn and then rolled across the floor and stopped by a girl. The girl happened to be a theatre nurse.
Oh, wow.
All the people in the room. So, and it would only light up to her talking.
So, well, what specific locations are we going to go to tonight in the museum?
Look, for me, I prefer doing the sheds, like any of our venues. I know people love to go into carriages, they love to go into rooms, but to me, I like to do out in the hallways or in the aisles because that gives you a greater sense of hearing and sight. Because if you're contained in a carriage and there's something's happening out there, you're not going to hear it or see it. So we've probably got two sheds we can do. We can do the Fluck, which is at the back. That one's probably our more intense one.
Okay.
This one here is the one, the shed we're in now is the one that is the most visual.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great.
We'll work on those two.
There you go. That's the end of part one of the two-parter Paranormal Thoughts podcast doing a paranormal investigation. Got to say paranormal a few times in that sentence, don't we? So here's what you can expect in the next episode.
So, yeah, we definitely just heard something coming just out in the shed, didn't we? Because that first noise was definitely quite heavy, almost like, you could say.
That wasn't building noise either. That was different. Yeah, Andrew's noise.
You see, I know there's doors around here, but there's no draft coming from the doors, and it's a really warm night. Why would it be suddenly cold just in, you know?
And even though there is a door here, it started back with
this
back engine,
there.
You know?
With the engine in the way.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in here. It was
coming down the carriage, coming down the corridor. So it'd be nice if the figure would turn up tonight just so we could see you.
I'll say this much. I believe that the National Railway Museum is definitely haunted. I think from what we experienced that night and also from the many accounts that you would have even just heard in the interview then, and then also you're going to hear some more stories in the next podcast. I'll catch you in the next episode when we actually do some paranormal investigating.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.